Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
It is written in John 1, verse 14, we beheld his glory. If you have seen any of my writings serving as descriptions of Lawmaster's episodes, then you have seen the glory of God. If you have heard me speaking, as speaking in this episode now, you have heard and you are listening to the glory of God. The glory of God is his word, the word in which he reveals himself. If you would like for your name to appear in my document as a witness to the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, then send to me correspondence bearing that fact. Simply state your legal name and say that you want your name to appear in my document showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I will let you know the time of the publication of the document. Just send your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. I will now read the commandment of God. The word of God in Psalm 96, verse 7 and Acts 10:6 says to the people, give to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou ought to do. Isaiah 1:10 says, give ear to the law coming from our God. starting with the month of September 2012 and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. The title of this episode is Iniquities. The objective of this episode is to show sins which resulted in the death of the Christian religion, Christianity. I begin with Micah 3, verse 2. The Christian church was a hater of the good and a lover of the evil. I speak of the Christian church, the Christian religion, in the past tense. Why do I do that? I do that because the church has been abolished. The Christian religion has been abolished. It has been condemned in the Bible, the book of the law, and it has been abolished. The Christian church must die for its sins. Now, the Christian church was a hater of the good and a lover of the evil. Keep in mind also, those of you who follow this program, that I have given a message on opposites. In that episode, I show clearly that the Christian church teaches diametrical opposites to the teachings that are actually in the Authorized Version Bible. It has fooled the people. It has misled the people. It has held the people captive by using a force that was not right and was not just. The Christian church, the preachers, the leaders, the pastors, the Bible teachers, haters of the good and a lover of the evil, they hate that which is actually in the Bible. They hate that which the Bible actually teaches. Therefore, the Christian church has taught diametrical opposites to that which is in the Bible. And the people go along as if they cannot read and as if they have no understanding. Well, the church, the Christian church, has given the people no real understanding of things in the Bible in that it teaches diametrical opposites. So the Christian church has said one thing, and the Bible teaches a totally different thing. Which is right? The Bible, of course, is right. The Christian church presents to you a Bible. When you go to church, the minister puts the Bible in front of you. He not only places it in front of you, he tells you to turn to certain scriptures and all. They use the Bible in order to deceive. The title of this episode is Iniquities, wherein I continue to show the iniquities which led to the demise of Christianity, a deceitful, misleading, deliberately misleading organization, a crooked game, a hypocritical gang, a lying gang. This, I shouldn't even have to say that this is serious. My shining the light on the Christian religion. As I was saying, they put a Bible in front of them. And they open it. At least in a court of law, they do not open the Bible. They may have someone place their hand on it, but they don't open it. In the church, they open it and teach deceit. Haters of the good and lovers of the evil, lovers of the lies. Lovers of deceit. They love to deceive. Who is the they? Those are the Christian church. The leaders, the teachers, the preachers, ministers. Isaiah 1:13. Isaiah 1:13 says, it is iniquity. The teaching of the Christian church is iniquity. Pure, utter iniquity. What is iniquity? Iniquity is wickedness, evil. The Christian church. Evil teaching, lovers of the evil, and haters of the good. The Christian church, let me turn to this here in the book of Mark. Mark 16:15. The scripture says this right here. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Has the church done that? Did the church ever attempt to do that? The church did not do this. Though they would have you to believe and your people to believe that that's what they do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now the word gospel there, in order to understand what's going on, means that which is held to be the truth of the matter. The Christian church has gone into the world taking a message, preaching a message that is not so. You say they preach Jesus. They preach Jesus to be Lord and Savior. That's a lying, that's a false message. That is a false message. the scripture said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach the truth, that which is held to be true. Now, what about Jesus is held to be true? Where can you go to find the true facts about Jesus? You go to the record. And where may the record be found? You go to the record of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's why they are there, to serve as a record. So if the character Jesus comes into question, you go, you seek the record, you resort to the record concerning Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's where you go. You don't go to Acts or Timothy or Thessalonians or anywhere else to find the record concerning Jesus. That record, again, is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And what does the record of Jesus show? The record of Jesus shows, one, that he is a fictitious character. Two, the record concerning Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John shows this right here. I'll turn to it. Okay. All right. The record shows this to be the case concerning Jesus, the fictitious character, Jesus. Listen. John chapter 9, that's not the one I want. Seven, I believe. Okay, I'm still turning. Okay, I'll just tell you, this is not in my outline, so I don't have the reference in front of me, but I can tell you what the reference says. Okay, here it is here. In John chapter 9, verse 24. This is what the record concerning Jesus has to say about Jesus. It says, as I said, number one, the character is a fictitious one. And two, listen, we know that this man is a sinner. That's the record. That's the record. Now, what makes the man, the character, the fictitious character, Jesus, a sinner? Listen, in the same chapter of John 9, it says this. He keepeth, this is verse 16, chapter John 9, 16. He keepeth not the Sabbath day. Jesus, the record shows in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that he did not keep the Sabbath day. He did not observe the Sabbath day. He did not follow the law concerning the Sabbath. He rebelled against the law of the Sabbath and did opposite to what the law of the Sabbath demanded. He broke the law of the Sabbath. He worked on the Sabbath day. Bible characters were Bible characters are under the law of the Sabbath. The law of the Sabbath is not for real life, okay? It's for the characters in the Bible. Jesus is a Bible character, right? So he was under the law of the Sabbath, and he broke the law. He was a repeat offender, the record of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John shows. A repeat, a deliberate repeat offender of the law. Okay? That's what the record shows concerning Jesus. He's fictitious. The story is a fictitious one. Of course, it teaches a moral lesson, you know. The character Jesus winds up being put to death for his sin. Because breaking the Sabbath call for the death penalty. And that's what the authorities did. They executed the law, the penalty of the law. Jesus was put to death as the law required, or requires. The law in the Bible requires of Bible characters. He was put to death. So the record of Jesus, the record concerning Jesus, shows he was fictitious, shows he was a sinner, okay? Shows he was put to death for his own sins and not for yours. Okay, the Christian church teaches the opposite. It teaches Jesus was a righteous character who went about doing good. Opposite, diametrical opposites. Okay, the Christian church teaches Jesus died for your real-life people's sins. The record shows he died for his own sins and cites the law broken. Okay? Diametrical opposites. But that's what the record shows concerning Jesus. When you want to know anything concerning Jesus, you go to the record. Then, after the book of John, starting with Acts all the way through Revelation, whatsoever is not, okay, what information comes up concerning Jesus then in Acts through Revelation is to be weighed against that which is in the record concerning Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They put the record first. Well, first they put the law. They put the law first. The law of the Sabbath is first shown in the book of Exodus, second book of the Bible. The law of the record. Exodus 20. Okay, right. Exodus 20. Let me make sure of that. I turn to Exodus 20. Exodus 20, yes. The law of the Sabbath is shown. It is visible. It can be seen. Exodus 28, and I'm not going to... This is the gospel, people. This is the gospel. The scripture said, one of the first ones I showed said, go into the world, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel. Preach that which is true. Preach that which is backed by or shown in the record. The record is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, having regard to the character Jesus. So, the law of the Sabbath, Exodus 20, beginning with verse 8 through 11. That's where it's first mentioned, the law of the Sabbath. And, of course, you can read it for yourself. But that statement, what I summed up, that summation, what I gave a few minutes ago with regard to Jesus, how that he's a fictitious character who broke the Sabbath. He was a repeat offender of breaking the law of the Sabbath. He was eventually caught, tried, found guilty of breaking the law of the Sabbath. That's not the only one, but that's the main one, okay? Okay. This man keepeth not the Sabbath. Okay. The citation there, the charge, the complaint against Jesus, legal complaint. All right. Now, and as I said, the law demanded death, and the character Jesus was eventually put to death for his own sins. That is the gospel. Now, where on earth has the Christian church taken that message? It has not. So, that statement in Mark 16:15 has not been carried out. The gospel concerning Jesus is being taught by me, of course, because I just told you the gospel concerning Jesus. It's being taught by me, but it's certainly not being taught by the Christian church. The Christian church teaches differently than that what is given in the record. And we're to go by that which is given in the record. That's what it is for. The Christian church despises that which is good. The Christian church despises the record concerning Jesus that is given in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Haters of the good. The truth is good. The truth concerning Jesus again, and I'll move on. Fictitious character who went about deliberately and repeatedly breaking the law, who was eventually caught, tried, found guilty, and put to death as the law required. That is the gospel of the character Jesus. And as I said, in Acts through Revelation, anything else having to do with the character Jesus is to be weighed against that which is shown at, or given in the record concerning Jesus. And if it does not match or fit that which the record shows, then it is false. I've told you the Bible teaches on a thing and gives a test. The law is given way back starting in Exodus. And you come up. It shows the record of the criminal, Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then, in Acts through Revelation, it's a test. The law is given. The record is given. And then you test it. If it doesn't match or harmonize with the record, it is untrue. Whether Peter did it or said it, whether John did it or said it, doesn't matter. Whether Paul did it or said it, if it's in disharmony with the record, then it is not true. So that's it. That's the record concerning Jesus. The Christian church has not preached the gospel. The Christian church, it is still existing on the earth right now illegally. It still does not preach the gospel of Jesus, the gospel concerning Jesus. It preaches a false message. And the thing about it is so clear. bringing this forth, it is so clear. You can't change the record. The record cannot be changed. Now, so, Christian church, haters, there are haters of the good and lovers of the evil. Christian church lacked righteousness. It was full of iniquity. Psalm 144, verse 8. Whose mouth speaketh vanity. Vanity. And their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, a right hand of lies. Their mouth speaks vanity. Vanity, that which has no value or significance. No value or significance. They're lying. The Christian church's lies. Christianity's lies. Christianity has a mouth. They had a mouth speaking vanity, and their right hand was a right hand of falsehood. If I'm speaking in the past tense with regard to the condemned, abolished Christian church. Psalm 119, verse 118. Their deceit is falsehood. Whose deceit? The Christian church's deceit. I made the statement that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, is not a Christian book. That's evident. That is evident in the teaching. The Bible is against lying ministers, lying religion as Christianity. There's a statement in the same chapter, Psalm 119, which says, I hate every false way. Christianity is a false way. A way of liars and deceivers, extortioners, users, haters of the good. It's a way of lovers of evil. It is an iniquitous way. It is the way of those who hate the Bible and what it teaches. It is the way of those who hate God, what he stands for, and what he stands on, because God stands on the truth of the Bible, stands on the truth. And he stands for the truth. So, their deceit is falsehood. It says the Christian church was a teacher of lies. The Christian church practiced deceit. It did not practice telling the truth, loving the truth, walking in accordance and in agreement with the truth. The Christian church did not walk in agreement with and harmony with Mark 16:15, which says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Gospel and truth are synonymous. Okay? Synonymous. The church did not do that. The Christian church did not do that. It taught the opposite of the gospel, the truth concerning the fictitious character, Jesus. So, the Christian church was a hater of the good and a lover of the evil. It lacked righteousness. It was full of iniquity. The Christian church was a teacher of lies. The Christian church practiced deceit. We now go to Jeremiah 6, verse 10. This is another picture that I'm giving you. But the picture harmonizes with the other pictures that I've given you concerning the Christian church. A picture in words, a word picture of that which is evil, a word picture of the Christian church, a word picture of Christianity. Who would have thought among the ignorant and the unlearned that the Christian church was an evil operation, that it was an evil organization, it was an evil gang? Who would have thought that the Christian church just was evil, you know? Just was evil and loved being so. Sins which led to the demise of the Christian church, the demise of Christianity. I'm talking about them. I'm showing them now. Jeremiah 6:10, the Christian church had no delight in the word of the Lord. 6:10. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them a reproach. Do you see this? Who is the them? Those of the Christian church. Word picture, this word picture here, the word of the Lord is to them a reproach. Who is the Lord? The Lord is Lord Tommy L. Hart. Listen. The word concerning the Lord is to them a reproach. The word concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that word is in the Bible, is a reproach to the Christian church, those of Christianity. Where's the evidence? I'm showing it to you. I've shown it to you and still do so, and showing you that they teach, the Christian church taught diametrical opposites to things in the Bible. Who would have thought that those of the Christian church did not love the word concerning the Lord that is in the Bible? Who would have thought that the Christian church hated the Bible? They hate the words, the word that is in the Bible. They hate the Bible. Who would have thought that the Christian church was a God hater, was a Bible hater? Who would have thought that among the ignorant and the unlearned? The word of the Lord, the word concerning the Lord, that is the word that is in the Authorized Version Bible, which has to do with the Lord God, who is found to be Tommy L. Hart, is to them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Let's look at briefly, let's briefly look at the word concerning the Lord that is in the Authorized Version Bible. Let me read it. Let me read you a portion of that word. I may have it right here. Let's see. Just give me a moment here. Give me a moment here. Okay, here it is, right here. Listen. I said the Christian church, to the Christian church, the word of the Lord is a reproach. They have no delight in it. That's what the scripture says here. Listen, here's the word concerning the Lord. In Jeremiah 6, verse 10, the word of the Lord, of there means concerning. The word concerning the Lord. Let me hear the word concerning the Lord that is in the Bible and the Christian church. To the Christian church, this word was a reproach and is a reproach. Listen. Acts 11:1, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 145:17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Acts 10:6, John 2:5. Here's what those statements say. This is the commandment which the Gentiles have already received concerning their God, Tommy L. Hart. You shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the Word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear or reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, Tommy, your God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell you what you ought to do. Whatsoever he, your God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. 1 Thessalonians 4:1, in the above law, ye, the people, have received how ye ought to walk and to please God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. That's the word which the Christian church, which to the Christian church is a reproach. And it was a reproach to them during their lifetime, during the lifetime of the Christian church. During the life of the Christian church. The life has been taken away from the Christian church. Christian church is declared dead. All right? But that's the word that they despise. I am not going backward. Okay? I'm going forward. I'm going forward with understanding. What do I mean by that? I mean, it is clear I have taught on it how I, and the reason why I put my name next to God and the Lord, as in the reading of this law. Ye may, and may means shall, there you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God has been identified. He has revealed himself. He has come. He has revealed himself. So, the insertion has to be made. We know the name of the Lord God now. So, we apply the name. I apply the name. I appropriately and rightly apply the name of Tommy L. Hart to the Lord and to God. Okay? I make the application. Yeah, I've spoken on that many times. You know why I do what I do. If you don't study the archives, go to my record. Go to my record. Where can my record be found? Be found? Lawmaster's Archive. Study the record. Whose record? My record. The Lord God Tommy L. Hart's record. Go to Lawmaster. And study Lawmaster's Archives. Lawmaster's Archives are the archives of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I speak clearly, I speak plainly, and I do not confuse people. Even the word of God comes to my defense, saying, God is not the author of confusion. God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is not the author of confusion. I clarify scripture. And I give incisive statements. Such as this statement, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. That's incisive. It's clear. You know who God is. The statement says plainly and clearly who the Lord your God is. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, etc. Okay. That's the word which the Christian church despises. The Christian, which it was a reproach to the Christian church during its life here on earth. It did not love the word concerning the Lord. It did not love the word concerning the fictitious character Jesus. Isn't that something? The Christian church does not love and did not love the church. I mean, did not love the Bible. It did not love what the Bible stood for and taught. What does that mean? And so it taught contrariness to the people. Things that are contrary, things that are opposite, things that are in opposition to the truth. That means the Christian church does not love you and did not love you, the people. No, it's evident. Did they see this falsehood? They taught lies? No. They deceived you? They gave you a false hope? Is that love, giving someone a false hope? Telling them, filling them with lies, filling their head with lies, is that love? Leading them into a way that is not good but evil, is that love? The Christian church was a hater of the good, the Bible says, and a lover of the evil. Jeremiah 9:5 and Isaiah 28:15. Jeremiah 9:5. They will deceive the day, those the leaders of the Christian church, the ministers, pastors, and all. They will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Wow. And down here in verse 8, same chapter, Jeremiah 9, it speaketh lies. I mean, it speaketh deceit. What speaks deceit? The Christian church. It spoke deceit during its life and its time on earth. They did not tell the truth. They deceived people. They were against speaking the truth. It was as though they had taught their tongue to speak lies, and they just wearied themselves with iniquity, wickedness, evil. Wow. Isaiah 28:15. Isaiah 28:15 says, listen, they said it themselves. Let's see here. They made lies their refuge. Listen, I quote, we, the leaders of the Christian church, have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Hid ourselves under falsehood and made lies our refuge. The Bible is not a Christian book. It is against Christianity. These statements are against Christianity. Speaking about the they tell lies. They are lovers of the evil and haters of the good. The word concerning the Lord in the Authorized Version Bible was a reproach to them. They despised it. The gospel concerning Jesus was a reproach to them. They despised it. Jeremiah 8:9. They have rejected the word of the Lord. Now they have rejected the word of the Lord. I read you a portion of the word concerning the Lord that the Christian church despised, the word that was a reproach to them, the word that they rejected and taught against it. Now, to date, the Christian church has not rejected the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. To date, they have rejected the word concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that is in the Authorized Version Bible, and to date, they have rejected the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It says, they have rejected those of the Christian church, Christianity. I must say again, the Bible is not pro-Christian. It is not pro-Christian. It is anti-Christian. The Bible is not a Christian book. The Bible is a book having truth with regard to God and things of the Lord. And the truth with regard to Christianity. Because that's what I'm speaking on. The Bible shows clearly Christianity to be an outfit run by evildoers, liars, haters of good, lovers of evil, filled with iniquity, the Christian church, and on and on. You have it written down here. You have it written down. Isaiah 28:15. Isaiah 28:15. The Christian church led the Gentiles in their defeat and enslavement of black people. They said, listen, with hell are we at agreement. The Gentiles were in full agreement with the Gentiles' invasion of the land of the black people. The Gentiles warring against the black people, the Gentiles taking the black people into captivity, the Gentiles enslaving the black people, the Gentiles making merchandise of the black people, on and on, etc. Okay. The Christian church confessed, saying, with hell are we in agreement. That hell there is a reference to enslavement of black people. Okay. Hell. Webster shows to me any very bad place, okay? Let me read it. Okay, I will read what Webster has to say about hell, which will show why I say that's a reference to the enslavement of the Gentiles and papacy, enslavement of black people. With hell, are we at agreement? Okay, here we go. The definition, one definition given for hell. The powers of hell, evil. Okay, evil. And then it says, any place or condition of evil, there we go, pain, there we go, disorder, cruelty, etc. Sounds like enslavement era to me. Cruelty, pain, evil, wickedness. Sounds like the enslavement era to me, a description of it. So the Christian church, as I've taught on anyway, the Christian church, and I've taught on it, check Law Master's Archive, check the record. Okay, Christian church was definitely in on the enslavement of black people in a big way, not in a small way, big way. Check my record. Daniel 4:27. That statement says, the Gentiles were told that their counsel, it says, the law says, let my counsel be acceptable to thee and break off thy sins. Stop sinning. Stop sinning, Christian church, by doing righteousness. Telling the truth, telling the truth, stop deceiving people, and thine iniquities, break off thy sins by righteousness and thy iniquities, okay? So the Christian church has had space to repent, and they have not repented, okay? That's what this is showing in Daniel. The Christian church was counseled to break off its sins and iniquities. Break off means stop doing. Jeremiah 5:3. They have refused to receive correction. They. Do you hear all this? They, the Christian church, Christianity. They were counseled to stop sinning. They are told to break off their iniquities. The record says they refuse to receive correction. And that stands to this very date, to this very day. The Christian church has refused to receive correction. It has refused correction. Sins which led to the demise of the Christian church. Christianity. That's what I'm showing. Genesis 42:21. Genesis 42:21. Could they even confessed? They say, we are verily guilty. So we have a confession. Remember the confession I just gave a little earlier where they said, with hell we are at agreement? Huh? The record shows the Christian church was in. Well, I've shown that. The Christian church was pro-slavery. Okay? Pro-put down of black people, pro-enslavement of black people, pro-selling black people. Pro-buying and selling black people, international slave trade, Christian church right there, stamp of approval. If refused correction, the Christian church confessed their sins. They are very, verily guilty. John 8:24 and Romans 6:23. John 8:24. Here's the judgment. They were counseled to stop sinning. They continued. They refused to. The Christian church refused to receive correction. They did not. They rejected correction. They are guilty. They admitted guilt. The judgment came down upon the Christian church. You shall die in your sins. You shall die because of your sins. Christian church, Christianity. Isaiah 28:15. Listen, the Christian church has said, we have made a covenant with death. Covenant, an agreement, a binding, solemn binding agreement. The Christian church has a, the Christian church has okayed this. They are okay with the verdict that they must die. That's what that's saying, okay? The verdict, you shall die because of your sins. Christian church. Christian church says we are at agreement. We are at agreement. In other words, they were saying we, the Christian church, must die. We, the Christian church, will die. Go out of existence. Cease being. No more Christian church. No more teaching of lies concerning Jesus. No more Christian songs, etc. No more Christian jewelry and all like that, accessories and all. No more Christian period. Period. That's already settled. That's already decided on. That's already determined. The fate of the Christian church is already determined. The Christian church must now go out of existence. It must cease being. The Christian church agreed with his death sentence. The conclusion, the Christian church must now die. It must cease existing. The end. James 2:26, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is descriptive of the, is another way of saying Christianity. Okay, faith without works. Christianity espouses a faith without works. So the statement says faith without works is dead. Another way of saying that, another way of saying faith without works is dead, is simply Christianity is dead. That's the fate of the Christian religion. Christianity is dead because the Bible said faith without works is dead. Christianity, which is a faith, espouses a faith without works, is dead. In closing, if you have heard my teaching, whether vocally, orally, audibly, you've heard my teaching. You have seen my word as on my page, episode descriptions, etc. You've heard the glory of God. If you would like for your name to appear in my document as a witness to the glory of God, then send correspondence to me showing your legal name and a statement, simple statement, giving me the approval or okay to place your name in my document as a witness to the glory of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Send that correspondence. I need it. Send it to me now. Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, HEPHZIBAH, Georgia, 30815. This is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people, starting with the month of September 2012 and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. I have shown to you sins which led to the demise of the Christian church, Christianity. Remember the announcements of the announcement and remember the reading of the law and do accordingly. Until the next time.